This is the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Coming up, the tragic story of the newlyweds who died in a plane crash near Telluride on Monday. Plus, millions of voters have already cast ballots around the country, and that number doesn't include Colorado, where ballots will hit mailboxes starting Friday, and early voting in person starts October 19th. And nearly 90% of Colorado is now in severe drought. Jody Peterson has details. First, these headlines. Montrose High School hosts the Chatfield High School Chargers for a football game on Friday night at 7, but the district announced games will be closed to the public due to the coronavirus this season. Athletes, band members, and cheerleaders will be provided 2 spectator tickets for each game, and only ticket holders will be granted entry. The district plans to screen attendees and says it will require masks. The good news for prep football fans is Montrose High will live stream games on the school's YouTube channel. The Paonia Eagles host the Rye High School Thunderbolt at 4 on Friday. Spectators will be screened and asked to social distance with Eagles fans on the west side of the field and a section for Paonia High students on the north side. Spectators rooting for Rye will enter through the east gate near the skate park. The Fox Theater in Montrose announced this week it's closing indefinitely following a similar announcement from the Regal Cinemas chain on Monday. Hollywood studios continue to delay releases of blockbusters like the latest Wonder Woman and James Bond films. The Fox is not going out of business at this time, but its discount location San Juan Cinema is up for sale. The body of Denver hiker Ben Brownlee, who perished from a fall near Lake City, was recovered by helicopter on Wednesday, according to Hinsdale County. Brownlee was reported missing Sunday evening after failing to return from a weekend hiking trip in the San Juans. After a 2-day search near the Red Cloud and Sunshine Peak trailheads, Brownlee's body was located and identified Tuesday by friends searching in a private helicopter. Next, here's Jody Peterson with a drought update.
The state's drought conditions continue to worsen. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, nearly 90% of Colorado is in severe drought, and more than half is in extreme drought. Parts of Mesa, Delta, Garfield, and Pitkin counties are experiencing exceptional drought. Governor Jared Polis has expanded the second phase of the state's drought response plan to all Colorado counties. A drought task force will assess impacts and damages caused by drought and recommend mitigation measures. An agricultural impact task force will also assess physical and economic impacts to farmers and ranchers and recommend mitigation. Polis sent a letter to the U.S. Department of Agriculture asking for emergency relief for Colorado growers.
Over 4.5 million people have already cast their ballots for the upcoming election. That's more than a 50-fold increase in early voting from this time in 2016. Bo Baker from the Mountain West News Bureau reports.
The latest numbers from the U.S. Elections Project show an early surge across 23 reporting states. Michael McDonald at the University of Florida heads the project.
We're probably seeing a change of behavior of people who are voting earlier who would have voted anyway, but also there's going to be a very high, if not record, turnout for a modern presidential election.
Currently, Montana and Wyoming are the only states in our region reporting early votes. Nearly 15% of Wyoming's total voter turnout from 2016 has already been met. Nevada joins Colorado and Utah this election year in sending every registered voter a mail-in ballot. A majority of counties in Montana will do the same. McDonald says all mail ballot states will give a definitive read on total turnout as we get closer to Election Day. Colorado will start sending out over 4 million ballots by week's end. Early voting begins in Nevada, a key battleground state, October 17th. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Bo Baker.
On Monday, a private plane crashed in the mountains just outside of Telluride, killing both individuals on board. KOTO's Julia Caulfield has more.
A newlywed couple from Port Orange, Florida, died on Monday afternoon after their plane crashed in Ingram Basin near Telluride. Costas John Sevillas and Lindsay Vogler were visiting Telluride and married at Alta Lakes on October 1st. Sevillas was 30 years old. Vogler was 33. The couple was flying home in their privately owned Beechcraft Bonanza, a small single-engine aircraft, when the accident occurred. Sevillas was a United Airlines pilot and flight instructor. Vogler also works for the airline industry. According to Susan Lilly, public information officer for the San Miguel County Sheriff's Office, the couple took off at 12:45 p.m. on Monday from the Telluride Regional Airport.
The crash occurred as soon as 10 to 15 minutes after takeoff, unless they did any kind of sightseeing in the area before the plane went down.
Lilly says the sheriff's office received a report of the crash just before 2:30 after an individual using a drone in the area spotted the downed plane.
And that led to our what started as a search and rescue effort that changed to a body recovery mission.
The sheriff's office contacted the Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board. The NTSB is leading the investigation into the crash. Alex Lemishko is a senior air safety investigator with the National Transportation Safety Board and lead investigator on the incident. Lemishko traveled from Denver on Tuesday and spent Wednesday at the crash site.
The initial goal on-scene investigations is to inspect the airframe for any anomalies, inspect the flight controls for any anomalies, do a cursory inspection of the engine for any anomalies, pre-impact anomalies.
He adds he will also look at conditions outside the plane itself for information.
For instance, since this aircraft impacted in a mountainous area, I will be looking at the flight path in relation to weather conditions, environmental conditions, that sort of thing.
Lily notes flying in the mountains at altitude can be challenging. She says the crash occurred near 11,850 feet.
High altitude flying takes a certain skill set, whether you're flying a helicopter, a single-engine plane, or something else.
But Lemishko says when it comes to flight path, it's not abnormal for small private planes to take off from the Telluride Airport and fly over the mountains.
From ADS-B data, preliminary ADS-B data, it appears that the takeoff and departure were normal, taking off to the west and making a turn to the east. And that flight track seemed normal until it terminated in and around the accident site.
While Lemishko says an on-site investigation only takes a day or so, he notes a full investigation can take anywhere from 12 to 18 months. He adds if there is an area of special interest, the plane will be transported to Greeley, Colorado, for further examination. Sevelius and Vogler eloped to Telluride for a small wedding and an adventure-filled honeymoon. They were documenting the celebration online for their friends and family. Lily expresses condolences to the family on behalf of the entire mission.
Our collective thoughts are with the family and friends of the family who are mourning this tragic loss. The sheriff, you know, is personally extending his condolences and also on behalf of all the members who participated in this mission.
Sevelius is survived by his parents, Demetrius and Kristen. Vogler is survived by her parents, Gary and Sandra, and her siblings, Courtney, Addie, Shaylee, Ryan, and Matthew.
That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. Thanks for listening.